But Polybus's son Eurymachus tried to calm her. Wise Penelope, daughter of Icarius, courage. Disabuse yourself of all these worries now. That man is not alive, he never will be, he never can be born, who'll lift a hand against Telemachus, your son. Not while I walk the land, and I can see the light. I tell you this, so help me, it will all come true. In an instant that man's blood will spurt around my spear. My spear, since time and again Odysseus dandled me on his knees, the great raider of cities fed me roasted meat and held the red wine to my lips. So to me, your son is the dearest man alive. And I urge the boy to have no fear of death, not from the suitors at least. What comes from the gods, there's no escaping that. Encouraging all the way, but all the while plotting the prince's murder in his mind. The queen, going up to her lofty, well-lit room, fell to weeping for Odysseus, her beloved husband, till watchful Athena sealed her eyes with welcome sleep. Returning just at dusk to Odysseus and his son, the loyal swineherd found they'd killed a yearling pig, and standing over it now were busy fixing supper. But Athena had approached Laertes' son Odysseus, tapped him with her wand, and made him old again. She dressed him in filthy rags, too, for fear Eumaeus, recognizing his master face to face, might hurry back to shrewd Penelope, blurting out the news, and never hide the secret in his heart. Telemachus was the first to greet the swineherd. "Welcome home, my friend. What's the talk in town? Are the swaggering suitors back from ambush yet? Or still waiting to catch me coming home?" "You answered the prince, Eumaeus, loyal swineherd. I had no time to go roaming all through town, digging round for that. My heart raced me on to get my message told and rush back here. But I met up with a fast runner there, sent by your crew, a herald, first to tell your mother all the news. And this I know, I saw with my own eyes. I was just above the city, heading home, clambering over Hermes' ridge, when I caught sight of a trim ship pulling into the harbour, loaded down with a crowd aboard her, shields and two-edged spears. I think they're the men you're after. I'm not sure." At that, the young prince Telemachus smiled, glancing toward his father, avoiding Eumaeus's eyes. And now, with the roasting done, the meal set out, they ate well, and no one's hunger lacked a proper share of supper. When they'd put aside desire for food and drink, they remembered bed and took the gift of sleep. Book 17. Stranger at the Gates. When young dawn with her rose-red fingers shone once more, Telemachus strapped his rawhide sandals to his feet, and the young prince, the son of King Odysseus, picked up the rugged spear that fit his grip, and striking out for the city, told his swineherd, "I'm off to town, old friend, to present myself to mother. She'll never stop her bitter tears and mourning, well I know, till she sees me face to face. And for you, I have some orders. Take this luckless stranger to town, so he can beg his supper there. And whoever wants can give the man some crumbs and a cup to drink. How can I put up with every passer-by? My mind's weighed down with troubles. If the stranger resents it, all the worse for him. I like to tell the truth, and tell it straight." "My friend," subtle Odysseus broke in, "I've no desire myself to linger here. Better that beggars catch their meals in town than in the fields. Some willing soul will see to my needs. I'm hardly fit at my age to keep to a farm and jump to a foreman's every order. Go on, then. This man will take me, as you've told him. Once I'm warm from the fire, and the sun's good and strong. Look at the clothing on my back, all rags and tatters. I'm afraid the frost at dawn could do me in, and town, you say, is a long, hard way from here." At that, Telemachus strode down through the farm in quick, firm strides, brooding death for the suitors. And once he reached his well-constructed palace, propping his spear against a sturdy pillar, and crossing the stone threshold, in he went. His old nurse was the first to see him, Eurycleia, just spreading fleeces over the carved inlaid chairs. Tears sprang to her eyes. She rushed straight to the prince as the other maids of great Odysseus flocked around him, hugged him warmly.